Sounds great.
Welcome to the Evolved You podcast.
Your go-to podcast that covers all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and so much more.
My name is Naomi.
And I'm Ben.
It's time to buckle up for a bit of banter, a touch of real talk,
and a whole bunch of education and motivation.
With that being said, who is ready to evolve?
What is going on, guys? And welcome to another episode of the Evolved You podcast. Welcome, co-host. Ben Shaw.
Hello, I'm back again. She's allowed me to stay here.
Well, we'll see about that. No, I'm kidding. What is going on? I hope you're having an amazing day or week so far. I'm very excited. Let's do a life update before we get into today's episode. Do you want to kick it off?
Sure. Guess what?
What?
It's December.
It is the 1st of December. How exciting. It's officially Christmas.
Where has the year gone, honestly?
I know, what the hell. We're actually putting our tree up today, so I'm very excited. I got my bottle of Baileys, like the Christmas edition one, where they like change the flavour.
Especially one.
Yeah.
Is it a new one every
time?
Every
year.
Or is it the old ones come back
out? No, it's a new year.
Yeah, right.
A new year, every flavour.
What if you like last year's and it's not going to come out again?
I don't know. Anyway, we missed out on the advent calendar.
Yeah, we're a bit slow.
And
getting
they're
there. Yeah.
They're sold out. Ben went to like 4 different stores today and there is none.
No.
So we might have to wait a couple of days, but anyway, that's fine. I'm waiting for my Black Friday purchases to arrive, wait patiently at the front door.
Didn't buy any. I didn't do any shopping. I was a good boy.
Some of them, they're not even Christmas presents. So I can't even say that they're Christmas presents.
No. They're all for her.
Anyway, what else has been going on?
Oh, not much.
Not much, you reckon?
Last week of the challenge.
Next week is the last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second last week.
So crazy.
Just wrapping up.
Week. We're also having some clients come and check out the studio this week, which is very exciting.
That is exciting.
Very exciting. I thought that was going to be your life update.
My update?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of life updates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anything you share?
No, that's it. That's about right.
Okay, so we've been getting a lot of questions from people, or just noticing in general with like clients or even with ourselves, that people are struggling a little bit to stay motivated or stay on track towards their goals throughout December. Don't you agree?
Yeah, most of the time, like this is the hardest time of the year by far when it comes to being adherent to nutrition and even training to some degree.
Yeah, I don't think it's impossible. I'm not going to tell you all of these fancy tricks that you need to do or some motivational speech. I just think it's about managing things better.
Definitely.
To be honest. So we're going to go over a few little dot points and try and help you guys stay semi on track throughout this festive season and also enjoy it at the same time. So a couple of things or ways we like to do use whatever to stay motivated is visualizing. So like vision boards, just keep visualizing your goals, whatever that may be. I love vision boards and like making a little.
You're a big fan. I'm not so much a big fan of that. I'm more of a fan of routines and being organized.
I was going to say the next one, like routines are everything. So making sure you have developed these good habits and good routines leading up until now, because that is what's going to make sure you are staying on track, basically.
Yeah.
I think another one is like prioritizing yourself and your health. At the end of the day, that should be your biggest motivation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can't prioritize yourself or your health in general, like, you're sort of in this thing for the wrong reason, or, I don't know, maybe your values aren't as good as ours. I don't know.
Or maybe it's just too much of a silly season for you. You need to cut it back with everything that's been going on and, you know, have to literally be able to say no to some things, which is okay.
And that's fine. I think another one is just being organized. And making sure you hit your daily non-negotiables. So whether that be like 8,000 steps a day, like as a bare minimum if you're a desk worker and just going for a walk.
Yeah.
Or like making sure you are hitting your protein targets and even eating a bit flexibly or whatever.
Yeah, or even sleep.
Yeah.
Making sure your sleep routine is somewhat similar to normal.
And what are like heaps of little things that you can still do every day that's not going to pull you back from enjoying the festive season, I guess. Another one I get a lot is like, how do you know if you should take a break over this month or if you should just keep pushing through? And a big one is like listening to your body and learning to call yourself out where you need to, do you know, like listening to, I don't know, your mental health. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and excited about all the festive seasons, then bring yourself back and be like, yeah, okay, I'm excited, but I need to stay accountable. Or are you actually exhausted? Do you actually need a break? Do you know, like, sort of weighing that out and calling yourself out and figuring out which one it is that you need.
Yeah.
And doing that for you. Don't worry about anyone else. Just listen to your body.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think that they are exhausted by the end of the year. Like, they may have had a big year. They may have had a lot of events on. They, well, haven't really been able to go on holidays or anything like that. But a lot of people feel that that is, I guess, the issue. They're so tired and exhausted.
Yeah.
But it's just... could be being so overwhelmed with what's to come with that festive season.
Yeah, and that, like, if you're not a sociable person, it can be a stressful time of year, having a lot of things on. Like, our calendar is full. I think there's, like, 3 days on the whole month of December where there's not something on, which is, like, I'm sure there'll be a million, there'll be something on.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, if that overwhelms you, then you're going to want to sort of take a bit of a break, but call yourself out and see what it is you actually need. Another one is, like, struggling to get to the gym, just in general. Do you want to go through a couple tips on how to manage that?
Yeah, so when it comes to training, I guess the best thing is to have a plan of attack for your sessions, whether or not you're going to train early in the morning, because that's going to be the easiest time. You wake up, go to the gym, then you're at work, don't have to stress about anything in the afternoons.
Yeah.
If you sleep in, then you go to work, afternoon comes around, you don't really feel like going to the gym, you've got events on, then there's no training, literally.
A big thing with that one is, like, I always say to people and clients especially, avoid training on a weekend if you can.
Yeah.
Especially at this time of year, or just summer in general, I feel like. There's things always pop up.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if most people are training 3 to 4 days on average, then you can fit 3 to 4 days in Monday to Friday and have even a rest day in there too.
Mm.
So it's not like... you have, like, it's not like you're training 5 days a week and you have to go Monday to Friday.
Yeah. And I think another one would, like, if you are struggling to get to the gym, just get in and get it done. You know, make them short, sharp sessions. Just smash it out. You feel accomplished. You've done it. That's it. Do something you enjoy and you've done it. You've done your movement for the day.
Yeah, definitely. Just make sure you are warming up properly so you don't hurt yourself.
Another one is, like, no aspiration to eat healthy. And this is a funny one because, like, I completely understand. But it's important to remember that you should be doing this no matter what time of year it is. Like, yeah, you can enjoy yourself with food, but just be mindful. Like, this is why developing a good relationship with food and a good intuitive approach with your body helps a lot. So, like, making sure you're eating fruit and veg in every meal, or doubling up on that fruit or veg if you are going to go out drinking. Do you know? Like, making sure you're getting a lot of nutrients in. Having protein in every meal, like, just being more mindful. Not just like, oh yeah, I'll eat this, and then the next meal, oh yeah, I'm out to brunch and I ate this, like.
Yeah.
Just sort of pre-planning.
I mean, I think you need to limit alcohol and stuff to the actual events and not, you know, have a drink here and there through the week as well, because they all add up and they're all calories at the end of the day. So just being a bit more mindful with that too.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's funny because gut health plays a huge role on your mental health. So if you are eating shit and you're wondering why you're not feeling motivated, they go hand in hand. Like, you're gonna feel a little bit sluggish or unhappy, or, like, you know, whatever those words may be, if you're not eating the best. So try your best to eat good when you can. I think another thing is, like, we've talked about this in the last a couple episodes ago, I forgot what it was called, but being anxious around balancing social events. So go listen to that one. I think it was just when, like, Melbourne and Sydney came out of lockdown. So we talked a lot about
getting back into routines and not overdoing it and stuff like that.
Yeah, and just, like, yeah, not stressing about social events, basically.
Yeah.
Couple quick notes on that is, like, don't overcommit. You know, like, it's okay to say no.
Yeah, you're number one in your life. So, I mean, if all these celebrations and social events are taking away from your health, then maybe take a step back and just say, no, I'm going to sit this one out. I'll go to the next one.
Yeah. I think just planning, like, you know, planning in advance as well. And if you can see in advance that you've got a fair few episodes on one day, pull one back or do nothing the next day just to, like, balance your cup out. Like, Ben's very much an introvert and I am, like, an introverted extrovert. Extroverted introvert. Ambivert, I think is what it's called.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, anyway.
You're just a vert.
It's an ambivert. So I love socializing, but I also love to filling up my cup by myself. So, you know, just, like, listening and playing in tune with your partner. If you've got lots on one day or one weekend, just pull it back, leading around to that and stuff. Don't overcommit is a big one. And I think the main one is, like, it's just a couple days of the year. Like, if you actually pencil out the Christmas month, you know, let's say you've got one Christmas party for work, you've got Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I've never done anything Boxing Day, so, like, I'm not counting that because not many people do. So you've got 3 days there and you've got New Year's Eve. 4 days of the month, like, if you think about, you know, a different month, when have you ever had, like, a few birthdays in a month?
Mm.
Do you know, like, for us in April, I think we've got 6 birthdays and 3 weddings. So, like, that period is going to be...
Yeah. We've literally got 5 birthdays in 5 days.
Yeah. So, you know, like, it's not a lot of events when you put it down to it. Yeah, it can be busy and a lot of money and consuming and a lot of time spent with people. But just remember to prioritize yourself in your own time.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
A lot of people tend to have holidays over that period as well. So, like, they spend more time at home. Don't eat if you're bored.
Yeah.
Like, go out and do something or, you know, drink more water or whatever. Take your mind off the food if you're feeling bored, because that is just another avenue down to gaining weight.
Mm. I forget that people take time off Christmas.
We're actually taking some time off.
I know.
We haven't done it. Well, I haven't done it since I've been a coach.
No. I don't think I've done it in 7 years. 6 years.
That's going to be a good week.
Even in hospitality, I think I worked Christmas because obviously...
You have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've had time off for Christmas since I worked in like 2012.
And guess what we're going to do?
Sit down.
Absolutely nothing.
And hang out and do...
Probably going to paint the house, to be honest.
Oh gosh, don't even get me started on that. And I think a couple of our final notes is just enjoy it and relax and, you know, like, take time off work or life or whatever you need. Health to us is always our main focus, both like mentally and physically. So we try not to take off time in that aspect. But we will balance out our life so we feel like we're resting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's a huge suggestion I would give to you guys. And at the end of the day, flexibility is key, which is a huge thing that we practice at Evolve. So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. That is it for that little ep. What is your life lesson of the week?
You've put me on the spot here.
I know. I've completely... Every time...
How about you go first this week, since you put me in the deep end every week?
I know, but I always talk so much.
I couldn't tell.
Life lesson of the week. Probably that, like, I knew gut health was... It played a huge role on mental health. But I think the last week or two, like, we've really been cutting back on some certain food groups that we probably eat a bit too much of. And just taking that little bit of extra time, focusing on what goes into our gut, and I feel better for it. So that's probably my lesson, is like that your gut and your hormones and your stress receptors and everything play a huge role on your mental health. And to take a break.
Yeah, I agree. Like she said, we've been in the same boat.
Mm.
Feel so much better from taking away certain foods that we've been overeating.
Yeah, and not bad ones. Like, again, coming back to the coach in me is like, trigger. Another way, cutting out food groups, but just bringing things back that we probably shouldn't be eating as much of due to, like, a sensitivity with the gut or, you know, like, that's pretty much it. Just a sensitivity with the gut and making sure.
Hashtag balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, we still eat all of the good things. We are just trying to be mindful of eating more good whole foods than just, like, packet sauces or, like, not packet noodles, but, like, you know, like, those quick grab and go, like, we'll make a wholemeal pasta with fresh sauce rather than, like, I don't know, something quick from Woolworths.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, tangent, moral of the story, is that your lesson of the week?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh.
My lesson of the week is to just enjoy this time of year. Don't overly stress, just embrace catching up with family, because a lot of people haven't been able to see their family in a long time. So this Christmas, just be with your family, be with your friends, have a good time, make good memories, and don't overthink it.
If you can, hopefully. It's going to be a very hard time of year for a lot of people, not being able to see their family and friends. Like, I know, like, well, depending on their situation or their state or their country that they're in. But just be mindful of that. Christmas is a funny time of year for everyone's mental health, so...
If you ever need to reach out to anyone, we are both here.
Yes. That is all for today, guys. Thank you for listening. Keep an eye on our stories because we have now started taking on applications for coaching in 2022. We do have a few spots for now. If you are super keen to get on board, we can totally manage all of your festive events over the next few weeks. But we have taken expressions of interest for the new year because it's going to be a crazy month. So if you are keen, fill out that little application. It doesn't lock you in. It will just start the conversation with us. And that's it from us.
Yeah. Happy birthday if it's your birthday.
Just want to put that out there. Have a fantastic rest of the week.